CP to Bird's Eye. Good. Wait a minute. Can CP reach RV1 direct?
Yeah, I've been able to. RV1, Bird's Eye.
Yeah, we're copying them direct now. Go ahead, CP, and we'll see what happens.
Either.
I didn't hear a thing, Bird's Eye, did you?
Affirmative, CP, RB1 hears you, but apparently you cannot hear them. Okay, well, follow me and relay if you need to. Sooner or later, there will be a brown station wagon come to RB1. It'll have a 2 as a prefix to its license plate. It will contain Pastor Adams, Reverend Wesley Hunter, and Sister Hawk, and will have food in the back. USA Clayton requests that they be passed through. No need to search.
Yeah, we copy. Stand by. RB1 copied you, CP.
CP clear.
Negative. I'll repeat it for 1A Bird's Eye. Thank you. Sometime within the near future, we're going to have a brown station wagon with 2 prefix license plates coming by, presumably South Dakota plates, and 4 individuals. 4 individuals. Stand by for their names, break. Sorry, correction, it's 3 individuals. First name, Adams, common spelling. Adams, common spelling. Number 2, Hunter, common spelling. Hunter, common spelling. The third one is Sister Hawk. Sister Hawk. This will be carrying food, and it's been cleared by USA Clean. Over.
1-8-10-4, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
get, you know, some stuff that some cheese whiz, like...
Yeah, that's what I plan to do. We're going to replace all that stuff. And good. I'll just buy some energy.
RB4 to Birdseye.
RB4, go ahead.
This is 4, just to keep you advised. We had a vehicle come up, and they dropped off, they stayed about 5 to 10 minutes in the part of the road that we cannot see. They stayed parked there. They just dropped off 3 men, and they're headed on foot towards RB4. We'll keep you advised.
10-4.
I left my notebook and gloves in the other car.
To SI
57. This is 57.
CT to SI
57. SI 57 to Birdseye.
Birdseye.
Locate SI-57. He's the individual who was out taking photographs at RB4. We have an individual still waiting here for him to come back and take photographs of that DIA vehicle. See if you can locate him.
10-4. Birdseye to SI-57.
10-4, I copied. We did take pictures of the BIA vehicle. We just finished a little shot time ago.
10-4. Birdseye to CP. SI-57 advises that they have already taken pictures of the BIA vehicle.
10-4.
Birdseye, go ahead.
Would you advise SI-57 that this is a different vehicle? This vehicle has scratches and dents on it where bullets bounced off.
10-4. Birdseye to SI-57.
10-4, I copied that, but I wasn't aware that there was more than one
vehicle hit during any shooting?
Where did you photograph the BIA auto?
It was in the parking lot where we've parked our cars at the CP, where you have to go over the bump in the curb to get in.
Okay, 10-4, what time did you do this approximately?
Oh, I'd say it's less than 20 minutes ago.
10-4. Bird's eye to CP.
CP.
SI-57 advises that the auto that they had photographed about 20 minutes ago was in the parking lot at the CP. Is this the same one we're talking about?
If it's the one that had dents and scratches in it from bullet holes glancing off, I guess that's the same one.
10-4, I'll check. Bird's eye to SI-57.
5-7, go ahead.
CP wants to know, the car that you photographed at the CP parking lot, did it have scratches and dents that looked like bullets had, glanced off the side of it?
That's a negative. I had a BIA officer with me at the time, and he said there was only one place where they really picked out anything hit it, and that was on the left rear by the tire.
10-4. Bird's eye at CP.
CP.
SI-57 advises that he had a BIA agent with him, and that the only place that they saw any damage was, I think, the back right fender, back by the tire. Okay, 10-4, hang on. Bird's eye to SI-57.
Go ahead.
CP advises there have been two BIA cars that have been hit. Have you photographed one or two?
Negative, I've only photographed one. If there's another one there now, we're coming right back. We'll be there in less than 10.
10-4, yeah, there's an individual waiting for you there.
Is he upstairs at the CP?
Stand by. Bird's eye to CP.
CP.
SI-57 advises that they'll be back at the CP in about 10 minutes. Is the individual in the CP or down by the auto?
He's down by the auto.
10-4. Bird's eye to SI-57.
I copy, Bird's eye. Thank you.
Bird's eye. Bird's eye, go ahead.
Would you advise RV1 that those ministers should not wait for the marshal's van? If it has been delayed, they should go on ahead. I believe they're at RV1 roadblock.
Okay, to confirm, you want the ministers or preachers at RV1 to go ahead and do not wait for the marshals as there is a delay.
10-4.
Bird's eye to RB1.
Go ahead.
Are you to be advised that to have the preachers who are at RB1 to proceed without the U.S. Marshals as there has been a delay?
Ten-4, let me see if they're here yet.
10-4. 1 to 1A1.
1A. Say, when that group of preachers in that car we gave you earlier gets here, tell them to go ahead without the marshals. There's been a delay. Over.
Are they down where you are now?
Negative. Aren't you up the hill from me?
Are you trying to get one?
CP to signal 4553.
Hey, there's nobody up here now. When they get there, tell them to go ahead without the marshals, okay?
10-4, here comes a couple cars.
Thank you.
Bird's eye to signal 4553.
This is MB38 with 4553. Go ahead.
Stand by. Bird's eye to CP.
CP.
We've made contact with 4553. What's your traffic?
We need to have one of the late fingerprint men return to CP. There's a situation that has to be resolved tonight. There's an individual in jail, and they can't hold him for very much longer.
10-4. Bird's eye to signal 4553.
Go ahead.
CP advises that one of the latent print men must return to the CP immediately. There is a man who has been incarcerated, and they cannot hold him much longer, and it's imperative that a print man be sent back to CP.
10-4. 4 to Bird's eye.
Bird's eye, go.
10-4, we have three individuals that were let off by a blue pickup truck about 1,000 meters from our position, and they walked up to our position, and we've got them detained and are searching them out. There are three, what is that? There's two white females, one, correction, two white males and one white female, and they're associated with the Bureau of Action Group, which is a missile organization.
Stand by.
Today, and they just want to get out of the area. Now they're coming to this roadblock.
For you and Garbo, please speak up and repeat the last part of your message slowly, please.
10-4. We've got two white males, one white female who are part of an organization called the Year of Action, which is a VISTA organization. Break. And they wish to exit the area, and they walked out, and they want to come through our position here. They don't appear to be too associated with the movement down there, but they have been there for a couple of days. Can you give us some advice on that?
10-4. Bird's eye to CP. RB4 advised that three individuals have walked up to their roadblock coming out of Wounded Knee. They are two males and a female. Caucasian. Break. They are a part of a group called the Year of Action, which is a VISTA group or a VISTA organization. They state that they have no dealings with the AIM movement, and that they want to leave the area. RB4 advised that they are now in the process of searching these individuals and would like to know if there's any further instructions.
Stand by.
Leaves the area except through RB1. 10-4?
That's a roger. Thank you.
Repeat, Birdseye.
Birdseye.
What's your guide set? Like your fingerprint man. Can you determine for us his ETA back at CP?
10-4. Birdseye to signal 4-5-5-3. Birdseye to signal 4-5-5-3.
Go ahead, Birdseye. This is 4-5-5-3.
CP wants to know what is the ETA of the latent print man going back to CP.
I have all three latent print men in my car. They are all returning at the present time.
10-4, what's the ETA?
15 miles.
10-4. Birds out of CP.
CP, go ahead.
Signal 4553 advised that they will return to CP. They're approximately 15 miles out.
10-4, thank you.
Do you want the age of the driver?
That's negative.
10-4.
Birdseye, go ahead.
Has signal 884 returned to Birdseye yet?
That's negative.
10-4, thank you.
Birds out of signal 884. Birds out of signal 884.
say you shot the bird's eye?
Unit calling bird's eye.
How do you read this unit?
5x5.
Yes, four, thanks.
Anytime.
One to one Bravo, come on down here and we'll discuss it for a while.
Seven 5 0 to Bird's Eye, we're coming up in the green Dodge.
10-4, we'll be waiting for you.
SI 5-7 to CP.
CP.
CP, we're in the parking lot right now, and the only BIA car that I see in it, we've already taken pictures of.
I don't know. I was advised at least four times that an individual was down there with a BIA vehicle waiting for you to have it photographed, taken of its vehicle.
I don't see him.
Will you check with one of the marshals in the lobby? They're the ones who kept calling up about it.
10-4, thank you.
RB 3B to 3 and 3A. We have a BIA unit to be coming over here in a couple minutes.
CP to Bird's Eye, go to channel 1 and give me a call, please.
10-4.
Okay, how copy?
I'm on channel 4.
Okay, we can't work one here together, so how do you copy this?
5-5.
Thank you.
RB4 to Bird's Eye.
RB4, go.
This is 4. You might want to put it out just as information to the CP, but the three individuals that we just...
CP to 9246, signal 9.
Stand by for CP.
We're wounded.
Go ahead.
The forehead by one of our rounds. The second person shot himself in the hand, and also with the same round, it grazed his head also. So there's one they wounded themselves, and one that we wounded.
All right, 10-4, stand by. CP? Yeah, is this 9246?
No, question, this is Bird's Eye. Could you stay off the air for just a second, please? RB4 has a communication, they've got to get through to us.
Go ahead.
Bird's Eye to RB4.
Okay, 4 again. I just relating that these Caucasian people here reported that there were 2 people wounded. One during an exchange of gunfire with us. He was grazed in the forehead, breaks. The second person, he wounded himself by placing the rifle down on the ground. It discharged, went through his hand, and grazed his own forehead. Over.
Were these the same three individuals that you said belonged to the VISTA organization?
That's affirmative.
Okay, now, when did you interview them, and when did they tell you that they had been wounded by us, and when?
We gave them just a cursory interview. They're headed for a more in-depth interview at RB1. They did, the person that told me, the female, she was unaware when this, when the wound occurred.
Okay, would you say they're on their way to RB1?
That's affirmative, they're on foot.
10-4. Bird's Eye to CP.
CP.
RB4 advised concerning the three Caucasians that they had interviewed, had made contact with earlier, who belonged to a VISTA organization. These individuals break. One of these individuals advised that he had been wounded during an exchange of gunfire and had been wounded by us. A second individual advised that he had wounded himself in the hand while holding a rifle. Break. These individuals now are on their way on foot to RB1 for more in-depth interrogation. Over.
10-4.
4 to Bird's Eye.
Bird's Eye, go.
This is 4. Neither of these three individuals were wounded themselves. They are reporting the wounds of AIM members that are presently still in the compound. Over.
Okay, 10-4. Misread your communication. CP, or Bird's Eye to CP.
CP.
RB4 advised that the individuals themselves who belong to the VISTA organization were not wounded. They were talking about AIM members who are in wounded knee who have been wounded.
10-4. Birdseye?
Birdseye, go ahead.
Would you, they probably heard of it, would you advise RB1 that those individuals are coming and they should be interrogated and searched and allowed to proceed?
10-4. Birdseye to RB1.
RB1 copy direct from CP. Thank you, Birdseye.
10-4.
Four to Birdseye.
Birdseye, go.
This is four. USM Whitworth end party is at our location now and would like you to contact CT to see if there are any messages for him.
CT to MP6.
10-4-4. Birdseye to CP. RB4 advised that S.A. Whitworth and his group is now at their roadblock and they want to know if there are any messages for them.
Stand by.
Four to Birdseye, that's USM Whitworth, not S.A., it's USM.
10-4. Birdseye out of CP. That's USM Whitworth instead of S.A. Whitworth.
Stand by.
Three, we're coming back in on you.
Thank you, Birdseye.
Birdseye.
USM Whitworth is to return to CP as soon as possible.
10-4. Birdseye to RB4.
4, go.
Advise USM Whitlock, Whitworth that he is to report to the CP as soon as possible.
10-4, thank you. He's en route.
10-4.
Birdseye,
go ahead.
Would you see if you could contact MP6 and advise him that signal AA4 needs his M16 and his vehicle and ask him if he would come to CP?
That's 10-4. Birdseye to MP6.
This is MP6, go ahead.
Signal 884 there.
Negative 9955.
Do you have any idea where signal 884 is?
He's IMT. He's the original Birdseye. 88, what's that again?
10-9.
What's your communication again? This is not 884, this is 9955.
And that's 10-4, we're trying to find 884.
Bird's
out of CP.
CP.
We can't raise him.
10-4.
Take the whole chance to do that. You might
have
to plug that script in. 1A to 1B.
Mac is
889. Correction, 1A to 1. RB1A to Birdseye.
Birdseye, go ahead.
USM, load of food for the people of wounded knee. Has this been authorized?
10-9, you were broken into. Repeat.
Here with a load of food for the residents of Wounded Knee. Has this correction? Someone's waiting at 1 for food. The U.S. Marshals have a load of food for these people. Has this been authorized to let this food go through to the people?
Okay, let me confirm. A load of food that the U.S. Marshals have is en route to RB1 to go into Wounded Knee.
That's basically correct. The food is here. However, someone is supposed to be waiting at 1B for the food. Has this been authorized to pass this food from the U.S. Marshals to these people waiting for the food for Wounded Knee residents?
Stand by. Bird's out of CP.
CP, go ahead.
Has it been authorized that the U.S. Marshals deliver food to residents of Wounded Knee?
10-4, stay by.
Go ahead.
Is that understanding that those ministers who went in earlier are supposed to return to the roadblock and pick up that food? The marshals are not to take it into the area.
Ma'am, confirm the preachers who went into Wounded Knee earlier are to return to RB1A to pick up this food and to take it into Wounded Knee. The marshals definitely not.
That's affirmative.
10-4. Birds out of RB. 1A.
This is 1. 1 copy direct. Thank you. 1A, bring them. Let the marshals through to our position.
Thank you very much, 1. We're a little confused. Thank you.
We got the
strip engine.
I see we got. Okay, we got the strip engine.